You'd think, given November's shortfall, Administrative Services Commissioner Linda Hodgson would be alarmed. But Hodgson, the head of what is effectively the state's finance office, is actually pretty bullish about last month's report.
We were pretty pleased with how revenues were looking. The business taxes certainly being above plan, we're very encouraged by that. They're up on a year-to-date basis over $13 million. So that's a very good sign.
But wrapped into November's numbers is something called the Medicaid Enhancement Tax. It's a tax paid by hospitals.
That's definitely a real concern.
Up until this budget, the state essentially reimbursed hospitals the cost of what's called the Medicaid Enhancement Tax. But when lawmakers put the budget to bed in June, they ended that practice, which cost hospitals $120 million a year. A coalition of hospitals is now suing the state over those changes. In the meantime, the Medicaid Enhancement Tax bill has come due. But now that the tax hit hospitals in their wallets, Hospital Association President Steve Onan says his members are being careful.
Now it becomes extremely important how you calculate that tax, how you pay that tax, wanting to make certain that you pay the appropriate amount, not paying less, not paying more.
That may sound simple, but here's where the story gets complicated. The federal government and the state of New Hampshire are telling hospitals conflicting advice on how to calculate the tax. Onan says it's all very confusing.
Hospitals have been put in an awful position of having to make this choice, but that's the dilemma that we're in. Do you file one way or the other, based upon federal guidance?
Right now, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and state officials are trying to get to the bottom of the issue. But until that's resolved, here's the situation. The state is $50 million in the hole because hospitals haven't paid as much as budget writers anticipated. Senate Finance Chair Chuck Moore says that's a big number. He says when lawmakers were building the budget this spring, they were told hospitals would pay $97 million. Instead, they've sent in about 47.
You know, we don't speculate, we don't overestimate, and we don't underestimate. Reality is we try to do it as close to exact as we can do. And that's exactly what we did. So coming up, you know, with a percentage of half, that's just unheard of. We want to know in the Senate why.
To answer that, the senators have scheduled a meeting with state officials for Thursday. At the same time, conversations between Concord and Washington will continue. Commissioner Hodgson says there's a chance before all of this is over, the state could see some new money from hospitals come in and wipe out most of the shortfall that's here today. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.